You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, and joined today by Kerry Muscat, the Cubs beat writer for MLB.com, talking about a Cubs team that, in many ways, the future is starting to be the present, starting to call up some of those highly touted prospects, most prominent of which, Javier Baez, who made his major league debut Tuesday night in Colorado and made his debut with a bang. It was 0 for 5 going into his 12th inning at bat against Boone Logan. Hits the go-ahead home run. And, Kerry, I thought you were there, and I thought the most fun thing about listening to the highlight or watching the highlight was just the sheer number of Cubs fans you hear in the stands erupting when that home run goes out. You would have thought it was in Wrigley Field there for a moment. But what was that experience like for you watching this kid make such an impressive debut there in the 12th?
Yeah, every time the Cubs come to Denver, there is a strong Chicago following there. Actually, most of the times when we travel, but last night it seemed really loud, and it was loud from the beginning. There was no BP for Tuesday because of rain, so fans didn't really get to see Javi until he went out to stretch. And there were cheers just when he trotted out of the dugout onto the field, and it just kind of kept building. When he was introduced in the lineup, there were cheers. And I guess he brought a contingent of about 10 people, family and friends, from Florida up here, and there were several thousands more that were backing him and with signs and everything. I got goosebumps now. It was really a goosebump moment to see that, because, you know, I've watched this kid pretty much from the beginning and waited, and last night might be a typical game, you know, for five, you know, with the three strikeouts, and then boom, there he goes. He knew he had faced Boone Logan recently when Logan was making a rehab outing for Colorado Springs. And okay. Baez remembered that and remembered that Logan had thrown him a lot of curveballs and was just kind of sitting. When he saw the fastball, it was like, it was boom, it was gone. And yeah. I'm just glad he got the ball. I'm just really glad he got the ball and he got the moment and got to share that with family.
Yeah, hit it in the Rockies bullpen. That was fortuitous as far as the souvenirs go. And as far as obscure history goes, it's interesting, the fourth time in Major League history that a rookie hit game-winning home run in extras in his debut. And two of the previous three were interesting, Kent Herbeck and Miguel Cabrera. Obviously went on to extraordinary careers for both of those guys. We'll see what Baez goes on to. But really, Kerry, it seemed like that game was in some sense a microcosm of his season in that. I mean, like I said, he started out 0 for 5, gets a pitch to hit late. I mean, he struggled at the outset of the season in AAA, hit 172 in April, and really made adjustments along the way. You wonder if, you know, that I'm guessing in the long run that was a really good experience for him.
Yeah, the hitting coach down at Iowa, Brian Harper, really helped Javi a lot in terms of, and he felt that the struggles that Javi had at the start of the year will pay off in huge dividends because now he's been through that. You know, some of these kids, and you've seen it, you know, some of these kids, they have nothing but success, and they don't know how to deal with the long stretches of 0-for or anything like that. And Javi now has done that. You know, the 172 in April was kind of a shock. There were a lot of people that were, you know, this spring training was just one of the weirdest springs because reporters would come in and they would want to talk to Baez and Chris Bryant and Jorge Soler, you know, which are three of the top prospects in the organization, and they wouldn't want to talk to any of the regular Cub players. You know, they were more focused on the future. Well, Javi has had to deal kind of with the hype ever since then, and he's handled it really well. I give him a lot of credit. He's handled it all well. But the struggles were good, and he's dealt with it, and he's made adjustments, and here he is.
Well, all three of those guys, Baez, Soler, and Bryant, obviously Soler is now up in AAA. Bryant's up in AAA. Baez just comes from AAA. I wanted to ask you, what are you hearing about Manny Ramirez's impact down there? I know it's only been about a month or so, I guess, but I remember talking to Chris Bryant at the Futures game this year, and he was really impressed with you know, obviously Manny was a hitting savant in a lot of ways, but he was really impressed with his ability to apply that to the young guys, and it teaches them some things about what pitchers are trying to do to them and that sort of thing. Are you getting a sense that that's been a pretty positive addition for the Cubs down there?
Yeah, I think Manny had a big impact on the kids when he was in Mesa, kind of before he joined the Iowa team, because he would spend a lot of time in the cage. Javi was telling us on Tuesday that Manny worked with him on his approach in terms of hitting the ball to right, worked with his approach in terms of, you know, kind of setting up a routine a little bit. And so he helped him in that way. But I want to make sure Brian Harper gets credit for this, because Harper was with Bias from the beginning, you know, and has been there to kind of nurse him through some of this. Manny's a huge influence, and apparently Manny has made a big impact with Soler in terms of getting him to relax and to show what he can do. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Soler in September when they do call-ups.
Yeah, he's on the 40-man, right?
So that would right.
Yeah, that would seem to make sense. I mean, Bryant might be a guy. Maybe we wait until next spring, but
yeah, I would think Bryant next year. Yeah. So Soler could be this year, even though, you know, Theo Epstein's kind of big on in terms of you know, it's not like you have to have 500 at bats at AAA, but they do want a significant sample size in terms of the at-bats, and they want to see guys struggle, and they want to see how guys deal with the struggles. Mm-hmm. And the biggest issue with Soler has been injuries. He's just had leg injuries, and they feel like they finally have that figured out now. As silly as this sounds, it might have been related to his posture and kind of how he was. They've got him just working on that element a little bit, and that's helped him in terms of feeling better with his legs.
Yeah. Well, when you think about a lineup with Baez and Soler and Bryant, certainly the way Castro has come on this season with all the extra base hits, and Anthony Rizzo has had a sensational season that hopefully even, you know, on a team that's obviously struggled, hopefully that gets some attention when it comes time for MVP ballots. I'm sure he'll get some down ballot votes at least, but, you know, you're starting to see the makings of an incredible lineup. The guy who could be leading off things for him is Arizmendi Alcantara, who maybe gets overshadowed a little bit by Baez now, but and he moves to center field as a byproduct of Baez's arrival. But what have you seen from him his first few weeks in the big league? He's made a nice impact early on here, it seems.
Actually, and I know no one will ever – Vin Scully, I am told, pronounced his name like 20 different ways when the Cubs were just in L.A. It's we all like to call him Mendy, because it's easier to pronounce than the rest of it, but it's Alcantara. So one of these days I'm going to have to do a video on that so I can get that.
Absolutely.
Mendy started out really well.
And then
he kind of – he's had a little bit of struggles. They're trying to get him used to being a leadoff guy, and they're not sure if that's where he belongs in the lineup. But so far he's hitting .205, batting first, and that's not – there seem to be some – just, you know, is he trying to do too much kind of thing? The sad thing is he's a really good second baseman. So it's unfortunately with the arrival of Baez, they're going to have Mendy out in center most of the time, Baez at second for the last 50 games of the season. And, you know, Mendy's really a good second baseman. It'd be fun to watch him there because he's quick around the bag. He's good in the double plays. But I think with time, you know, this could just be, you know, him getting used to the big leagues, and then next year could be much better. But this exposure is going to be great for him.
Yeah, I was going to make the point about the pronunciation there, Kerry. You think about Giancarlo Stanton and the Marlins, and I think I've noticed you start to hear his name pronounced correctly more frequently with the numbers he puts up over time. It started out Giancarlo and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So I'm sure Mendy
Vin Scully, though. If Vin Scully I kept getting responses on Twitter from people, you know, tell Vin that it's this way and this way. And I think we need to get Mendy to, I think we just need to call him Mendy because it's easier. And that, but maybe, I need to get him to explain it to everybody.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I mean, you're starting to see the seeds of a really strong offensive outlook for the Cubs. And it's exciting to see. And certainly excited to see Javier Baez make his debut the other night. A lot of fun for Cubs fans, many of whom were in the house at Coors Field. So I want to thank Kerry Muscat for joining us. This has been Anthony Cashman. This has been MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition.